I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Milton is now a Category 5 hurricane. We have the story.
Additional charges filed in the killings of two Kansas women. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police identify couple involved in a Wichita murder-suicide. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Florida is bracing for Hurricane Milton, which has strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane after facing devastation from Hurricane Helene.
Mandatory evacuations went into play on Monday as thousands have left the area. The interstate I-75 jammed up with millions of people trying to get out of harm's way out of Florida and up into a safe space. Hurricane warnings from Naples to north of Tampa, where record storm surge could hit up to 15 feet in Tampa. This will likely be a catastrophic event, according to the National Hurricane Service, and could be unsurvivable in some areas. Reporting in Fort Myers Beach, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
A man was hospitalized in critical condition following a crash in southeast Wichita. It happened early yesterday afternoon to the west of Mount Vernon and Oliver in the 2000 block of South Delrose. A man was driving a Corvette and crashed into a tree. Cause of the accident under investigation.
Wichita police have released the names of the two people who died in a weekend murder-suicide.
Police say 26-year-old Jan Tanui broke into the home of his former spouse, 21-year-old Hannah Tanui, in the 800 block of South Edgemoor near Lincoln. Officers were alerted shortly after 3:30 Sunday morning. While inside the home, he began making suicidal statements, but SWAT and crisis teams were not able to make contact. SWAT entered the home later in the morning and discovered both were dead from gunshot wounds. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Additional charges have been filed in the murders of two Southwest Kansas women. Three of the five suspects in the death of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly face further charges. According to court documents, Tiffany Adams, Tad Cullum, and Cole Twombly have now been charged with two counts of removal of a dead body and two counts of unlawful desecration. In addition, Adams has been charged with two counts of child neglect over accusations that she took the children to the store to buy the items used in the murder plot. Prosecutors allege that she made the kids carry a strap that would be used to wrap the freezer that held the women's bodies.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss an ordinance to change the way alcoholic beverage violations are prosecuted. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Currently, the Alcohol Beverage Control, or ABC, they're the ones that give out the tickets, and they usually give those out, and it goes to district court. Well, district court right now is overcrowded, so they would like us to prosecute the misdemeanor violations in Wichita Municipal Court. So that will be an ordinance that we'll be talking about.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS.
Former President Trump paid tribute to those killed 1 year after Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel.
The former president holding a moment of silence for those killed and abducted on October 7th last year.
Never, ever forget. We can never forget.
Joining Jewish community leaders at his golf course in South Florida, condemning anti-Semitic bigotry.
It has no place in the United States of America, no place.
And vowing, if elected again, to support Israel's right to win its war on terror.
Will not allow the Jewish state to be threatened with destruction.
Vice President Kamala Harris marking 1 year since the October 7th attack by planting a tree on the grounds of her residence, stressing the world must never forget. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We got your Chiefs highlights, Monday Night Football. We got your Royals highlights from playoff baseball. Don't miss it, sports, in just a few minutes.
And Taylor Swift returned to Arrowhead Stadium to see her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, play.
Here you got to tell you too. About that. All right.
That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS Morning News, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. On the one-year anniversary of the greatest massacre on Jews since the Holocaust, Israel is still at war. Fox's Mike Tobin in Haifa, Israel, with more.
Israelis protest and demand their government do more. Their government promised to break Hamas. More than 40,000 targets in Gaza hit. More than 40,000 dead. What once was a poor, crowded sub-state is now rubble. Punished for a year, Hamas still fires rockets. A long-range rocket fired from the center of the Gaza Strip reached the Tel Aviv area. Drawn in by Hezbollah rocket fire, Israel is also pounding Lebanon from the air and the ground. With most of their leaders assassinated, Hezbollah's stronghold lies in ruin.
Several more towns in Lebanon were declared closed military zones.
A man in Michigan sentenced to prison for the accidental shooting death of his grandson.
Carl Robart has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for violating Michigan's gun storage law. 5-year-old Braxton Dykstra was shot and killed April 1st when his 6-year-old cousin gained access to a loaded, unlocked shotgun at Robart's home in western Michigan. Braxton's 8-year-old sister witnessed the shooting. Under Michigan law, guns must be locked up when children are present. Robart will be eligible for parole after 38 months. A similar case involving his wife is pending. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Well, it appears that life expectancy is leveling off.
Oh, the humanity. A new study in the journal Nature Aging finds humanity is hitting its upper limits of life expectancy. It turns out advances in medical technology and genetic research, as well as larger numbers of people hitting the century mark, are not translating into large jumps in lifespan overall. In a nutshell, aging is getting in the way of life-extending technologies. Ironically, the study finds shrinking longevity is increasing in countries with the longest living populations. Women continue to live longer than men on average. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Taylor Swift returned to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City last night to see her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs play the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. The pop superstar had skipped the two previous games with the Chiefs on the road. Swift is in the final days of a break from her record-setting Eras Tour, which does resume with the first of three shows Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
All right, very, very short-lasting storm. We've got some areas in the Wichita area that have seen a little bit of rain come through here. Wet roadways right now, K-15. It's just having passed east of there and kind of east of the Derby area and heading that direction. However, some of those areas that it passed through in West Wichita, those roads are already dry. So this didn't amount to a whole lot, and it's passing through pretty quickly. But you could see some wet roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Free Tuesday, partly cloudy and mostly sunny skies. There's a 10% chance of maybe seeing a possible sprinkle or shower. Now, the majority of us likely going to stay pretty dry, but it's going to be all the way through mid to late morning is when we'll have that slim chance. High 79. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now we have a cloudy sky, 53 degrees, an east wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 now with Steve and Ted. Today is October the 8th, Tuesday, October the 8th, 2024. And having a birthday today, Matt Damon is 54 today. Star of Saving Private Ryan, the Bourne films, The Martian. He's 54 today. So there's a birthday for you. What else we got? Oh, yesterday's high 77 degrees, normal high 75 here in the Wichita area, so we're about normal.
Normal temp here for October.
Had a pretty good last couple of weeks weather-wise. This past weekend marked the 120 years since the infamous temperance advocate Carrie Nation was in a Wichita courtroom for her preliminary trial. On October 6, 1904, Nation was in city court in Wichita. She fined $150 and given a jail sentence of a month in jail. She was charged with leading an attack on the Mahan Brothers Supply Company, not far from Douglas and Rock Island, breaking out three windows with a rock and an axe. among other things, Mahan Brothers sold wholesale and retail liquor.
Yeah, that's why she attacked them.
Yeah, because they were selling booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more on that story at our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yeah, I wrote that story.
Did you? All right. So she's an interesting person. As I recall, she was from the Medicine Lodge area.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of the places that where she attacked was in the bar at the old Carey House.
Yeah, 2 days after Christmas in 1900 when she smashed up the Carey Hotel.
Yeah.
So, right there at Douglas and St. Francis, where her statue is now.
That's right. When I worked at KFH, which, of course, was on the other end of the other end of the block, mm-hmm. in that same yeah. complex, we went down there one day at our the property manager down there, Gus Gossard, showed us the bar she actually hacked up. It was still there. And I'm talking about, you know, the where they kept the bottles and stuff. Wasn't very big, but it was still there. I don't know whatever happened to it.
I imagine. That should be a tourist attraction, man. We should promote that stuff.
I don't think it's still there, but I don't know where it would be. Unless maybe Cale's got it down to the Historical Museum. That'd be something to have, though. Yeah, we better look into that. 22-year-old woman named Ricky Holly flew into a rage when Domino's delivered a pizza to her that she says was cold and uncut.
Well, you know, that would cause you anger.
Ricky allegedly drove from her home to the restaurant, argued with an employee, uh-oh. Threw the pizza, and damaged the store's phone. Somehow, using that phone or another, somebody called the cops.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Police came and arrested Ricky for criminal mischief, a misdemeanor. She spent a night in jail. Before being released, she was ordered not to have contact with that Domino's location, but she is not prevented from ordering pizza from another establishment. I hope it doesn't get to her cold and uncut this time.
Mm.
That's a real tragedy there.
Yeah, all right. You just want your money back and a new pizza, pretty much.
People are out there driving.
She went beyond that.
Driving right now, going to work, going to shop, wherever you're going. Americans losing an average of $733 per year due to time spent in traffic. This is the personal finance website. WalletHub is releasing its report on the 2024 best and worst cities to drive in. The worst city, Oakland, California, of the top 100.
Okay.
Yeah. The best city, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hmm.
But here's one for you. Anybody from around here and there? We got one place from Kansas, number eight. Number eight on the best cities for driving, Wichita, Kansas. How about that?
Hmm.
Well, it means a lot of factors go into you know, 30 key metrics, one of them being wait time in traffic and length of commute.
And length of commute. We always do well on those length of commute ones because we have one of the shortest in the nation.
Yeah.
And it, for a larger city.
It doesn't take long to get there.
No.
And we're kind of spoiled that way. And it never takes me long to get it because when I come to work, it's still dark, and there's not too many people out there.
No, you've got it. You're just zooming there, man.
Get out of my way. Here we come. All right, but if you're out there stuck in traffic, yeah, just keep listening because we got some more stuff to keep you entertained here for the next few minutes at least.
One of the things I saw in there that was interesting when they broke down how they scored everything, that traffic thing also went along with infrastructure rank. So apparently our roadway infrastructure's pretty good because that was at sixth in the nation. So,
well, yeah, it is when the streets are open. I mean, it's set up really yeah. nicely, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that interstate up there north is under construction all the time.
Yeah,
now
the construction, yeah, that hampers it a bit.
All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. An exciting day for sports, especially if you're a Kansas City Royals and Chiefs fan. Ted Woodward, take it away, Ted.
Yeah, we'll start out with football. Yeah. Monday night football last night, the top team in the league, the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs hosting the New Orleans Saints on a Monday night football game in Arrowhead Stadium. And the Chiefs, you got to find the end zone. And this game was not very high scoring, a lot of field goals, but getting touchdowns a little bit rare. But the Chiefs were able to take advantage, as you were talking about, Steve, going down the field and getting in pretty quick in this game. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game on 98.7 FM KNSS.
10th play of the drive. The Chiefs have first down and goal to go at the 5-yard line of New Orleans. Digging in against this number one red zone defense. Given off to Kareem Hunt. Following his blockers, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The middle again blown wide open. And the Chiefs score on their first offensive drive of the game.
Hey, how about that? good to see. And the Chiefs had the lead, and they pretty much spent the rest of the night keeping the Saints at bay. Saints got close, but the Chiefs always seem to have the upper hand. And, of course, in these games so far this season, it just cannot be overstated how shut down the Chiefs' defense has been lately.
Oh, yeah.
These teams that come in with these great offensive numbers, and the Chiefs just stop them in their tracks.
Got to be smart, disciplined in the back end, get some heat in the face of Derek Carr.
7:44 to go in the third. Three receivers in an accordion fashion. Now they bring Kamara in motion to an inside slot position. Here comes pressure on the outside. Carr buried at the 41. Tershawn Wharton. Turk cleans everybody out.
Yep, there's that Chiefs defense. And Kansas City gets a lot of good contributions. The running back, Kareem Hunt, you heard his touchdown there. He had 102 rushing yards. Tight end Travis Kelce caught 9 passes. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards. The Chiefs dominated time of possession. The Chiefs had the ball for 40 minutes. The Saints only had it for 20. And the Chiefs win it 26-13. That's now a 5-0 record. Start for the Chiefs on the season, and an 11-game winning streak dating all the way back to last season, including the Super Bowl win. Head coach Andy Reid talks about the winning streak.
Team effort, first of all. It's the coordinators and coaches putting together these plans. These players love it, and they go out and they execute like crazy. I mean, they're good football players. Brett Veach, he also deserves a lot of credit for bringing these people in. And, you know, it's Mark Donovan, who never gets any credit, and he's setting us up along with Clark. So, I mean, it's a team effort. It's not one thing. It's everybody just pulling together and believing in each other and trusting each other.
And after a 5-0 start, the Chiefs get to enjoy it. They have a bye week. Don't have to play for 2 weeks. A lot to talk about tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, let's go over to baseball. Baseball playoffs, game 2, the Kansas City Royals in New York in Yankee Stadium. 48,000 fans on hand. The Royals taking on the top team in the league, the Yankees, in this best of 5. The Royals down 1-0. And in last night's game, down 1-0 in the 4th inning. Would the Kansas City Royals be able to generate any offense? Well, that's when it's good to have your old veteran at the plate, the catcher, Salvador Perez. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Entering tonight, Salvi was 12 for 26 lifetime against Rodon. That's a .462 average. And 3 of his 12 career hits against Rodon are homers. Here's the pitch. Salvi drills it high in the air, deep left field. No doubt about it. It's a home run. A game-tying blast from the Royals captain. A 402-foot home run for Salvador Perez. He rounds third and pounds his chest, and he ties the game at 1 in the top of the 4th inning.
Well, it kind of woke up the Royals because that top of the 4th inning wasn't over yet. After Salvi's home run, you had a single and a wild pitch, and then another single and a stolen base, and then another single, taking second on the throw, and then another single. The Royals had a 4-run top of the 4th inning, and they made it stand up.
After that 6-4-3 double play, there were a lot of fans headed toward the exits. And now Gleyber Torres, a right-handed batter, digs in against Ursay. In comes the pitch. First pitch, fastball, ground ball, whip. He's going to go to first. Out at first, game over. Royals win it and get the series even. So Ursay gets the job done. Guys congratulating one another, and final score, 4-2. Royals over New York. We'll be right back.
All right. Denny's pumped.
Yeah, he is.
Series is tied at 1-game apiece in that best of 5. Now the Royals have the home field advantage. Travel day today, heading back to Kansas City between the Royals and the Yankees. You know, of course, you had Chiefs in primetime, Royals in primetime, so everybody's scoreboard watching both places, including the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He's a co-owner of the Royals, you know.
I was trying not to be. I really wanted to focus on the game and then look after and maybe get like a scoreboard kind of shot of it. And they gave us a couple of those, but like you could feel that stuff was going good. And there was kind of a lull there, kind of I think towards the end of the game. And I was like, they're not showing it the score. The Yankees came back, but no, the Royals picked it up and got the win. And it was extremely exciting to see that. the fan base, because I mean, obviously we know that the fans at Arrowhead are going to be loud and ruckus and be really into the game. But I haven't got to experience that stadium in Kauffman, sold out playoffs and that stuff. And so it was cool to see that kind of combine.
Hey, good stuff. Royals and Chiefs both win on the same night in October. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean has more to say about FEMA funds. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 827 now for this Tuesday morning, and we're just a few minutes away from entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's on The Blur today?
We do have a movie, good movie anniversary, sports movie. We got one of the top rated TV movies of all time with an anniversary. We got a big birthday today. Guy that had a very famous line in a movie. So we got good stuff, good audio, entertainment news in The Blur in just a few minutes.
Three big things. Three. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm.
Two.
Police identify a divorced couple in weekend murder-suicide in East Wichita.
One.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs beat the Saints, and in the baseball playoffs, Royals defeat the Yankees. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looks like the traffic volumes are thinning out and things are getting a little bit better on the highways here in the Wichita area. We have a spot of fairly heavy traffic, especially northbound. This is on Moseley, approaching 13th Street, so watch for some pretty heavy traffic in that area. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today, becoming sunny today. Today with a high of 79 degrees, now cloudy and 53. East wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Contract negotiations are on hold for Spirit AeroSystems engineers. That story and more news on the half hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning, 53 degrees. Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall in Florida late Wednesday or early Thursday. It's already a Category 5 storm. Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, with more.
Milton could be the strongest ever hurricane to go over the Gulf of Mexico, as the National Hurricane Center is monitoring that. And Fort Myers Beach, a town in a region that was ravaged 2 years ago by Hurricane Ian, is still recovering. And two separate blows in the past 2 months with Tropical Storm Debbie and then Hurricane Helene just less than 2 weeks ago. People have been filling up sandbags, boarding up businesses and homes, and figuring out their exit plan. Hurricane warnings all the way from Naples to north of Tampa. Storm surge up to 15 feet high expected in the Tampa area. They've never seen anything like it, and winds that will be catastrophic.
Contract negotiations are on hold for Spirit AeroSystems engineers. According to a company spokesperson, the company has exchanged contract proposals with the union. Following 3 weeks of bargaining, both sides have agreed to pause negotiations to review both proposals. The engineers union says the pause is for 3 weeks due to the uncertainty about the labor situation at Boeing. Former Marion, Kansas Police Chief Gideon Cody made his first court appearance Monday in Marion County. Cody led the raids on the Marion County Records newsroom and the homes of its publisher and city council member last year. He's now accused with interfering with the judicial process. During the hearing, the judge denied Cody's request to dismiss the case. Newspaper publisher Eric Meyer says Cody is not the only person who should face charges in the case.
He shouldn't really be the only one charged. There are other people who deserve to be charged. They're going to be taken care of under federal law. They're going to be taken care of under police certification.
A 60-day status hearing was scheduled for December 16th. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the annual Open Street ICT celebration is this weekend.
We closed down Douglas from College Hill all the way to Delano, and that will happen this upcoming Sunday. So be aware of that. Sunday from noon to 5 o'clock, that street will be closed so that people can enjoy biking, walking, music activities. There's just going to be a lot going on in that four-mile stretch.
The Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A spike in earthquakes at a Washington State volcano prompts more monitoring from scientists.
Mount Adams typically experiences one earthquake every 2 to 3 years, but in September it experienced six. This is prompting scientists to deploy monitors at the volcano. The plan is to detect smaller quakes to assess their significance. The USGS says, despite the spike in seismic activity, there's no indication that an eruption is imminent. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It will soon cost more to buy a Mega Millions ticket.
Those looking to plunk down $2 and dream big with a Mega Millions ticket will soon have to cough up three more dollars to play. Lottery officials announced it will cost $5 a ticket beginning in April. With the price increase, officials are also promising bigger prizes and better odds. Powerball is expected to remain at $2 a ticket. Mega Millions and Powerball are played in 45 states as well as Washington, D.C. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Free Tuesday, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. There's a 10% chance of maybe seeing a possible sprinkle or shower. Now, the majority of us likely going to stay pretty dry, but it's going to be all the way through mid to late morning is when we'll have that slim chance. High 79. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now cloudy, 53 degrees, east wind at 5 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning, KNSS 850 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs defeat the Saints. And in the baseball playoffs, Royals beat the Yankees.
Two.
Police identify a divorced couple in weekend murder-suicide in East Wichita.
One.
Florida braces for Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things starting to look pretty good out there on the roadways. The traffic volumes getting lighter out there. Just continue to watch out for a bit of a slowdown. This is northbound on I-135 between Lincoln and Kellogg. Stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 52. And for Wednesday, tomorrow sunny, tomorrow's high 85 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, calm, 54 degrees at KNSS. Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down by almost 53 points. And the S&P trading up on the positive side by 21. NASDAQ is up by almost 99 points.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, new contract negotiations between Spirit AeroSystems and the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace off to a rocky start. SPIA says talks with the Wichita-based aviation supplier are on hold for the next 3 weeks because of what's being called a chasm between the sides on key issues, as well as uncertainty with the labor situation at Boeing, where about 33,000 West Coast Machinist Union members have been on strike since the middle of September. Last week, Spia and Spirit exchanged contract proposals containing details on pay and other economic aspects.
A United Kingdom-based technology company is headed to Wichita. Block Digital, a technology and software company, has secured a lease for a 3,400-square-foot office inside the Epic Center at 301 North Main. With its U.S. headquarters in Mentor, Ohio, the company provides a suite of in-house technology and software services, including web 3D development, 3D modeling, animation, immersive technologies like augmented reality, software services, training courses, and maintenance aids.
With the Textron Aviation Machinist strike now in its third week, both sides are voicing a willingness to negotiate, but a return date to the bargaining table still elusive. A text message was sent to union members, according to IAM Local Lodge 774 social media posts. In that text message, quote, IAM, International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 774, is ready to negotiate with the company. Unfortunately, the company isn't ready to negotiate with us. We will, unquote. We will notify the membership when we have a date to return to the table. All right, that message followed a letter from IAM District 70 President Lisa Whitley that expressed a willingness to restart negotiations. The IAM represents about 5,000 Textron aviation workers. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
And this past Friday evening at the football game, it was the Carroll Heights football game, and I ran into our good friend Dennis Higgins.
Ha ha.
Yeah, longtime broadcaster and a play-by-play guy. There's all the Butler Community College football and basketball games, along with the Tulsa Drillers.
Baseball. He does double-A announcing all summer long.
So I ran into it. We had a brief conversation, and just good to see him again.
And he's a Steve and Ted listener.
He's a huge Steve and Ted listener. He's been from the start. He has enjoyed our program and told us about it, and we value his judgment because he knows what he's talking about.
He's a good guy.
He knows what good radio is.
Exactly.
Right?
He was a Major League Baseball broadcaster, for goodness sakes. He's a big timer.
Yeah. He's almost as big as Mitch Holtis. Anyway, thank you, Dennis, for being a listener. And see, what else is going on? Oh, by the way, this coming Friday night is going to be the, what do they call it, the Holy War? Capen and Carroll playing in football.
Oh, my.
And that'll be fun because I don't know how good Capen is this year. Carroll seems to be improving a little bit every time.
Well, they had a big win last week.
Had a big win. Yeah. So there you go. Today is National Hero Day. Who inspires you? Who do you look up to? It's kind of tough to find somebody these days, really, don't you think? But every now and then you run into somebody.
Oh, I don't know.
Like,
they're out there. There's a lot of people doing a lot of good things.
That's right. They're just
they just don't necessarily get
the pub.
Exactly.
You know, so anyway, hope you have a hero and
And gravitate towards those people because they're good folks.
Follow their example.
Exactly.
Glenn Beck program coming up this morning on KNSS, assessing the VP Harris's appearance on 60 Minutes. Top of the hour news this morning, Milton now a Category 5 hurricane. You missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. Steve at 10 of the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.